Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's hour number two on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. If you missed the first hour, boy, did you miss a good one. Barn burner. Big questions like, what should Governor Hogan's book actually be called instead of Still Standing? And who should replace the Columbus statue? As a Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter columnist had suggested, it should be Nancy Pelosi. Joining us this morning on the phone, Congressman Andy Harris. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Do you have any suggestions for the governor's book?
Well, look, I mean, you know, what the governor does, you know, that's his business. The bottom line is that, you know, he's just got to run the state and he's got to make sure that this violence stops. And this is going to be the test because, you know, during the Freddie Gray incident, he did the right thing. But we can't have the kind of killing that's going on in Baltimore City. We can't have the violence and the destruction that we saw, you know, with the Columbus statue. It's just got to stop.
And he told the New York Times, though, that he's running for the presidency in 2024.
Well, you know, that's going to be an uphill battle. There's no question about it. But, you know, look, it's America. Everybody can run for any office. And, you know, again, this is going to be a test. What he does here and how forcefully he comes out against this violence and these mobs. Hopefully he begins to discuss Black Lives Matter as well in the organization that's really a Marxist organization that's behind all this.
Do you envision
now, the governor, if I might, Andy, the governor of Georgia has called out the National Guard in order to help with the violence going on in Atlanta right now. Is it time, in your view, for the National Guard to be called out in Maryland to help with what is now endemic violence in the city of Baltimore?
Oh, my. I mean, the National Guard are not police. The bottom line is that, you know, I think he should have made it clear after the Columbus statue toppling that if this happens again, he will call out the National Guard. I mean, not couched in any uncertain terms. You know, Baltimore City doesn't want National Guard, you know, patrolling their streets to end this violence. Then they have to get their act together.
But they've proven they can't. They keep voting the same kind of ideology in to lead the city. We see it in most of the major 20 cities across the country. 18 of the 20 are run by progressive liberal Democrats. Those cities have exploded in violence. Very few of them, if any, can control their cities. So the only answer is for the governors to do it. And now we have a Georgia governor's doing. Why won't this governor? Why do you think he's reluctant to call in the National Guard? You've got violence exploding. You have children that are dying. You have statues and monuments, and you have lawlessness and chaos. Why won't he do it?
Look, I don't know. If I were the governor, I would. But you know, he's the governor. He has the right to call in the National Guard. You know, they shouldn't be used as regular police. The problem in Baltimore City is the police force, as you know, has no confidence in their leadership. In the leadership of the city, the morale is very low. Hundreds of vacant positions. You don't solve that problem with you know, the National Guard. You solve that problem with local leadership. You know, unfortunately, you know, again, you know, the city council president who wants to be mayor didn't condemn the Columbus statue toppling. I mean, that's a signal that there's just more of the same coming down the road if Baltimore City, you know, elects their city council president to be their mayor.
But if I might, Congressman, the intent in Georgia and the intent here, it seems to me, the intent in Georgia clearly is not to use the National Guard as policemen, but to use them as, in essence, the back office people to free up more actual policemen to be out on the street doing their job. Now, in a situation where we know that the police department in Baltimore City is approximately 500 to 600 members short, the addition of 500 to 600 members of the National Guard to free up some policemen who are now stuck behind a desk instead of out doing policing, would that not be helpful?
You know, it would be helpful in the short term, but it's not a long-term solution. I mean, we have to look at long-term solutions to these issues. You know, Atlanta is where Baltimore was several years ago. The Atlanta Police Department, of course, now completely demoralized because of, again, no support from their leadership, from an attorney general in Atlanta who is thinking more of her political career or his political career than, you know, the well-being of the citizens of Atlanta. That's exactly where we were after the Freddie Gray incident. So they have a little catching up to do. But my projection for Atlanta is they will also be hundreds of policemen short in a few years, just like Baltimore is. They will have increasing violence, and the governor. You know, maybe it's time that the governor just, takes away policing authority from the city of Baltimore and runs the police department the way it needs to be run and, again, restores confidence of the rank and file.
Bingo. You're right on the mark there. Any thoughts on the suggestion that Nancy Pelosi should replace Christopher Columbus on that pedestal in Little Italy?
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, we're going to take down, Columbus's statue and put the statue up of a socialist. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, this is America. The other thing that I think is absolutely ridiculous is putting up a statue to someone who's still alive. That's just something that
there goes Governor Hogan's thoughts. I mean,
he'd be on the bounds.
Yeah.
Well, we had one suggestion from John of Middle River. He said, "Give what Baltimore has deteriorated to." My suggestion for a statue would be Divine, reenacting his scene from Pink Flamingos. So there is that. 7:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
How about
just
Chuck?
My thought.
How about Chuck with a big Pollock Johnny's in his hand?
Yes.
You mean like George Washington on top of the monument there? Look at him from the side. See what that looks like.
I tell you, you're right.
Look at George Washington from the JFX and tell me what you think. Here's my other thought. Yes. Don't put Pelosi up on anything, because then we have to look up and you know what that looks like from there.
Oh, my God. That's a visual. I don't want to go there.
No. We don't want to be throwing up in the harbor, for crying out loud. 295 South at Riverdale Road inside the Capitol Beltway. Construction again today. Left-hand lane. Baltimore County still working at the wreck. Edmondson Avenue at Ingleside Avenue. Still clear. Good to go. Both the tunnels and the Key Bridge. Nothing major right now downtown at 95 Russell Street, 395. But you have the construction at Russell Street at Waterview Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, hot, humid again today. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm at a high of 90. Right now it's 75 in Glen Burnie. It is 75 in Reisterstown, and you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, our Make America Great Again update.
Some big news. President Trump just tweeted that he's not happy with Fox News, and he's now watching Newsmax TV. Trump says Newsmax TV is much better than Fox News. You can join President Trump and tune in to Newsmax TV. It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major cable systems. You can find it on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Fubo, Sling, Xfinity 1115, Armstrong 118, Atlantic Broadband 576 and 777, Fios 615, and WOW Channel 84. Check your cable guide. See Newsmax shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Herman Cain, and Alan Dershowitz, and great series like the one on David Horowitz's bestseller, Blitz. Blitz reveals the real agenda of groups like Antifa and secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if everyone reads Blitz, Trump would win. And thanks to you, Blitz just became a New York Times bestseller. So tune into Newsmax TV today, and don't forget to get your copy of David Horowitz's Blitz. It's in bookstores, or get the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com.
President Trump yesterday declared that K through 12 schools should move full steam ahead towards reopening the fall, despite concerns from local leaders, school administrators, and national teachers unions.
We're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools.
Congressman Andy Harris with us here on the phone. Congressman, how can he do that? How can he pressure governors to reopen the schools in the fall?
Well, I think he has to do it through, again, the withholding of federal funds in some way. Put in incentives to open the schools. This argument is now gotten crazy, because the evidence is very good that it would be safe to reopen schools. And once again, we're fighting the teachers' unions. And it's interesting, if you watch any of the teacher union leadership go on a TV show, the first thing they ask for is more money. This is always what's true. It's not let's do what's good for the kids. Let's get them back into schools where they socialize with other children, where they actually learn things. It's always about more money. And, it's just terrible to see. This is the discussion we shouldn't be having. Every single school system should plan for a normal reopening in September, because that's what the data shows from the international data of countries that have reopened their schools and have not seen a problem with it.
Yeah, I think this, even the CDC is saying they should reopen. Look, there are going to have to be some changes, some alterations. I mean, you know, there's no more cupcake parties and field trips and things of that nature. But you can, with certain modifications, reopen the schools safely. As to the COVID-19 case, the president said, look, yeah, we got a lot more cases, but mortality rates continue to fall.
Our mortality rate is right now at a level that people don't talk about. But it's down tenfold. So you look at deaths are way down from this horrible China virus.
Now, Andy, if I might ask, because you have stressed this from the very first conversation we had about this, we continue, I would think you'd agree, to focus on the wrong numbers. We should be focusing on the death rate, not how many new cases there are. That the idea that somebody's going to get the Wuhan virus, or, you know, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it today, and recover from it, that should not be a huge health concern for the nation. The question is, how are we doing on those people who are not surviving it? And as the president points out, we are doing better and better and better and better. Why is that not the headline on all stories about this issue?
Look, it absolutely should be. You know, the big news in the past week and a half is that the CDC and the director, Dr. Redfield, said that for every case that we detect, there are probably 10 cases we didn't detect. And that means they were asymptomatic cases or very mild symptoms. So the fatality rate, what is called the infection fatality rate, is different from the case fatality rate. The case fatality rate is defined as, you know, those cases you know about, what percent of them died. Well, it turns out those cases that you detect are, the sickest 10%. And of them, the rate is probably now that we're protecting our seniors better, it's probably, 2%, 3%. And for someone under the age of 70, what we should emphasize is the data shows now that the fatality rate is 0.04%. It's basically right in line with the regular flu. And therefore, again, we should be opening schools. I will tell you, if you want to have a field trip outdoors, I don't see a problem with having a field trip outdoors for the children. I think a lot of the things we're doing now lose sight of the fact that the death rate, the fatality rate, is just like the president said. It's 1/10 of what it was. The Chinese reported a death rate of 6.6%. The best estimate worldwide is now it's between 0.5% and 1%. And I think in the United States, we're probably at 0.5% or even less because we've developed great therapies. And the president is right on. When he said, 99% of the people, this is a harmless, that is, you're not going to die from it, he actually underestimated it. It's actually more than 99%.
Very good. From a physician as well as our Congressman Eddie Harris. Wrapping up, MAGA, a great month for the campaign for the president. Roaring success despite an unconventional 4th of July. 10,000 Trump campaign volunteers knocked on over 340,000 doors. 1.7 million phone calls to potential voters, registering nearly 4,000 new voters, and more than 52,000 voters across the nation interacted with the Vote GOP website. So that's something the media won't tell you. The Trump administration delivering formal notice to withdraw from the World or Wuhan Health Organization yesterday. It's a one-year withdrawal, and they'll reevaluate next year at this time. And data has now confirmed 51 million jobs officially have been saved thanks to the Paycheck Protection Program. And the Trump payroll tax cut, which is being suggested in Phase 4, would help black Americans the most and could add 2 to 3 million jobs. And we'll see if we get, we'll ask Congressman Harris if Phase 4 is around the bend.
Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
7:21 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Puffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Puffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Guys, you've heard me ask two questions for years. Has Little Blue Pill let you down? And are you having trouble in the bedroom? Well, for the month of July, let us at MyMensClinic.com help you to gain your independence and stand tall again. Come on in. See our licensed medical staff. You will see results then and there, or that appointment is absolutely free. Guys, that's free. Why should she have to say, we can try again next time? When what she wants to say, what you want to hear is wow. Now, you can book online or give us a call. The appointment's only $149. But guys, that's only if you see a positive result. Schedule online or give us a call. You got nothing at all to lose and everything to gain. Guys, book online at MyMensClinic.com or call 443-892-7292. Again, MyMensClinic.com or call 443-892-7292. Guys, let's fix it for her. It's not hard.
Stay informed on the markets and what affects your money with the Fox Business Report throughout the day on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning at 7:23 on the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Triple E Heating and Air. Broken down vehicles, Severna Park. Watch for that at Ritchie Highway at McKinsey Road. Construction again today in Prince George's County, 295 South, after the Capitol Beltway and at Riverdale Road. That construction blocking the left-hand lane. JFX, looking at you live. You are good to go between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. The new Daikin Fit air conditioning system from Triple E is designed to provide you maximum comfort all the time in every room. Consistent temperature, humidity control, whisper quiet, easy on your budget. Call them today toll free. Get the information, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says hot and humid again. Thunderstorm activity could be later this afternoon. Up again near 90. It's 79 right now in Annapolis. It is 77 in Middle River. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Joining us on the phone this morning on Newsmaker Hotline is Congressman Andy Harris. And this week, Congressman, the NASDAQ set a record high. The economy has begun to come roaring back. And yet there are those that are still talking about phase four of a stimulus package. And we just heard the payroll tax cut is something the president does like. You have Joe Biden out there promising to wipe out the Trump tax cuts. Should the president do another stimulus? I know you've gone on record in the past saying you don't think it was a good idea, but what do you think should happen here?
Well, I think if we craft a stimulus plan, it has to be, you know, it has to be surgically targeted. I mean, the bottom line is we have to make sure we encourage employment. That's the attraction behind the payroll tax cut, is that it actually makes it very attractive for people to go to work because they're not going to pay payroll tax for a while. It boosts their income. This flat across the board $600 per week idea, you know, federal supplement to unemployment is, we definitely shouldn't extend that past July 1st. The Democrats want to extend it to the end of the year. That will ruin our economy. You know, you can't provide incentive for people to stay home and not work instead of going out and participating in this great economic recovery we're having. We're going to have the unemployment rate soon. It's going to approach that, you know, where it was after the 2008 recession. And we didn't have a federal unemployment supplement at that time. We revert back to normal state unemployment rules where you don't get 100% of your income if you stay unemployed. I think that's what we have to do going forward. We have to encourage people to get back to work.
In one fashion or another. And if that means cutting off that $600, is that enough of an incentive for people to decide to get back to work? Because clearly, with that $600 in place, there are an awful lot of people who are saying, why should I work? It's better off for me financially to stay home.
Absolutely. So there are ideas floating around, which I think are very good ideas, is paying someone $300 a week if they go back to work. Instead of paying them $600 a week to stay at home, you know, for a couple of months, pay them $300 a week if they go back to work and take their job back. I think that's that kind of idea is a way to encourage people to actually go back to work, because employers all over are looking for workers. And the one thing they tell me is that It's hard to find workers, but people they contact say, why should I go back to work when I'm collecting so much on unemployment?
By the way, several of our listeners have asked this question, again, regarding the COVID-19. How do we better build, maintain, repair our immune systems so that our T cells have a fighting chance against the virus if we are exposed to it?
Well, look, we have to realize that, and I think one of the things that is going to come out of all of this is realization that people's immune systems are different, and we have to identify those people whose immune systems are not what they should be. One of the most intriguing things is the vitamin D deficiency theory, that actually vitamin D, very important for the immune systems, the deficiency of vitamin D, and the difference between people in their vitamin D levels might account for some of the discrepancies we see in the, for instance, in the infection rate. African Americans have a higher vitamin D deficiency. It just has to do with the fact that they don't convert vitamin D to D3 because of the melatonin in their skin, and that might account for some of the reason why African Americans have a higher rate of infection with this disease.
Now we're seeing the same.
I'm
just saying the same for the Latinos. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, the American, this in from Ham in Conowinko, it says the American Pediatric Association has made a statement that it is safe to reopen schools. So why does the governor's administration ignore science? Why are school superintendents denying science by not wanting to reopen schools? Any insights here?
Yeah, it's the teachers' unions. They come up against the teachers' unions. They have to deal with the teachers' unions. The teachers' unions claim on the surface that they want, you know, to go back to school, but then when you read below the surface, you know, the head of the AFT said the other day, well, yeah, we'll go back when there's a vaccine. Well, there may never be a vaccine. I mean, I guess she just wants her members, her union members, to get a paycheck forever without ever going back to a school. That's a ridiculous thing to say. Clearly, there are circumstances that exist right now that make it safe for us to reopen our schools.
All right, more with Congressman Andy Harris coming up in just a second. If you have a question or comment for the congressman, now would be the time to give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And I want to remind you that, speaking of immunity, if you want to build your immunity, one of the great ways to do that is with Rescue Natural Supplements. They have Vital D3, which is 5,000 international units of a vitamin D3 in each capsule. It's an incredible supplement. And right now you can save 40% on that supplement along with a Rescue Probiotic, another good idea, or the Rescue Core Immune Defense, which is a prebiotic, and is going to help rebuild and maintain your immune system throughout the course of the year. So on every single Rescue Natural supplement, you can save 40% right now. Use the coupon code WCBM40. That sale expires tonight at midnight. So after tonight, again, the sale is off. So here again is that coupon code WCBM40. That's WCBM40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order online at MyRescueProducts.com. And Bruce, it's 7:30. What's going on in the news?
Well, Sean, attorneys for two men charged in the assault on a Baltimore police officer want a review of the case. They say there are discrepancies between viral video and the police officer's account of what happened in the January incident. Defense attorney Natalie Finnegar says there are reasons for wanting this review of what led to the charges.
Very serious concerns about whether or not some information, false information, perjury perhaps was brought before the grand jury in the indictment.
Yesterday, they also shared additional information saying Sergeant Welton Simpson changed his story during an internal investigation. Baltimore County Republican Delegate Nino Mangione has pre-filed a bill that would increase penalties for damaging a monument, memorial, or statue. The legislation calls for 6 months to 10 years in prison, hundreds of dollars in fines, or both for anyone destroying or vandalizing a monument. Mangione says the lawless behavior seen exhibited in recent days by Antifa-like mobs is a threat and an embarrassment to every Marylander. Sports and your lottery numbers next.
If you've lost a loved one, you know that those difficult days ahead can tear a family apart. Siblings don't tend to fight over money. It's usually something sentimental, like that autographed Babe Ruth baseball you keep downstairs. Your strength can keep a family together today, and a good plan can keep your family together for years to come. Learn why living trusts are a popular tool here in Maryland. It's used to prevent the court from publicly listing your household contents and more when you pass away. Let your family stay in control. Trusts are also a great tool to safely leave special items like firearms to your children in trust without the need for a public disclosure. Learn more at the live online webinar presented by Stouffer Legal. Call Stouffer Legal today and reserve your seat at 443-470-3599. 443-470-3599 for the live webinar presented by Stouffer Legal. Or you can register online at TowsonWorkshop.com.
In sports, well, the Orioles aren't going to tell you who has COVID-19 and who doesn't. It is an actual legal issue. It's a HIPAA violation. General Manager Mike Elias says it is a private medical matter, should not be disclosed publicly. Lamar Jackson is canceling his Fun Day with LJ event in Florida this weekend. Crowd limits in his hometown of Pompano Beach led him to cancel the event. And NFL Players Association President J.C. Treader unhappy with the league's coronavirus plan. Treader said in a blog post that the NFL is unwilling to prioritize player safety. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 713, your pick 4, 3867. And now you are up to date on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the 3s at 733. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking live at 83 Pedonia Road, construction area. No problems there. You're clear down to the Beltway from that point. JFX is okay from Northern Parkway through the ramps downtown. We're still good to go without any major issues right now, both the tunnels and the Key Bridge. Broken down vehicle about 15 minutes ago in Severna Park. Might be a heads up for that at Ritchie Highway at McKenzie Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Warm and muggy. That is our weather. For the rest of this week, a few showers and storms this afternoon, 90 the high. Only a slight chance of a thunder shower tomorrow, 90 tomorrow. Scattered showers and storms, though, on Friday, and temperatures 86. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Brought to you by Integrity Staffing. Amazon is hiring near you. Health and safety are a top priority with all of their roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in their buildings to keep people healthy. That's Amazon.com/Baltimore jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Right now, the temperature outside is around 74 degrees in Ocean City, 74 in Pikesville, downtown Baltimore, also 74 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The killing of George Floyd. Peaceful protests.
Defund the police!
Would lead to anarchy.
So what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
Different extremist organizations.
Hijacking the protests.
That is not serving the greater good.
To all my white brothers and sisters, this is not your space.
Please keep it here.
Educate yourself.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
735, 25 before the hour of 8 o'clock. With us on the phone is Congressman Andy Harris. He'll be here for the next hour. So if you have a question, give us a call. You can email it, morningdrive@wcbm.com, or text into the show. The debate over reopening schools is one that we are having. There's also a debate once the schools are reopening. What should we be teaching our children? Congressman, on Friday night, and at the foot of Mount Rushmore, President Trump, I think he said something that we've been talking about here for decades. And now it is starting to come to light. And I listen to what the president said, and then let's discuss right afterwards.
The violent mayhem we have seen in the streets and cities that are run by liberal Democrats in every case is the predictable result of years of extreme indoctrination and bias in education, journalism, and other cultural institutions. Against every law of society and nature, our children are taught in school to hate their own country.
Our children are taught in school to hate their own country. What can we do about that?
Well, we have to change that. But, we got an inkling of it, again, when, famously Michelle Obama said that, for the first time when her husband is nominated president, for the first time she's proud of the country. Well, that means she was never proud of the country. She didn't like the country she was in. The bottom line is we don't have you know, patriotism is on the wane because people are taught in schools that this is a racist, oppressive nation, not the greatest nation on earth, not the one that actually is the most free nation on earth. And, you know, it's all downhill from there. And the result is this mob mentality, that, you know, we're going to protest against this country because we don't like this country and we want to fundamentally transform it, which again, that's exactly what Barack Obama said when he was going to be president. There are people who believe that we need fundamental transformation in this country and don't recognize it's the freest, greatest country in the world.
The president had some comments to make yesterday, Congressman. Let me circle back to this for just a second on how we are doing on COVID and the response to COVID. And as you note, Sean, that some are saying now the teachers aren't going to go back until there is a virus, until there's an antidote, until we have a cure. And, of course, SARS, Ebola, and lots of others, we don't have cures. Well, this is what the president said yesterday about where we are. And Congressman, as a doctor, I'd like you to examine what he had to say.
Vaccines are doing very well. Therapeutics are doing very well. The therapeutic research has been incredible. And I think you're going to have a lot of big things happening long before the end of the year, both vaccines and therapeutics. Therapeutics is, I guess, a little bit of a word we can use for on the way to a cure, but they make you better. I mean, to me, the therapeutic is even more important than the vaccine at this point because people will get better.
Is that not the point? For us to get better?
Absolutely. And that's why the media is doing such a disservice to America. I mean, the bottom line is that America is leading the world in developing the therapeutics. We're leading the world in developing the vaccines and testing the vaccines. You know, again, you know, the fatality rate is much, much, much less than it was when we started out with all this. And, you know, it's not thanks to China, that's for certain. But, you know, the president's absolutely right about this. You know, the real story here is how well we have done, how much we have learned, and how quickly we can begin to reopen our economy and how important that is. And, of course, the Democrats want to leave the economy morbid. Because they think it's a campaign issue.
Tony in Millersville writing into the show this morning for Congressman Harris. What do you think about Dr. Fauci saying the declining death rate is a false narrative? If it approaches zero, then it seems like we've hit herd immunity. Game over.
Look, I have no idea what was on his mind when he said that. But clearly the death rate is way, way less than it was. Than we thought it was, and because of the therapeutics and because of the therapeutic developments that the president mentioned, whether it's you know, convalescent antibodies, whether it's remdesivir, dexamethasone, new you know, vasoactive intestinal polypeptide. I mean, there are so many new therapies that are going to greatly decrease this. You know, the people who get it, who would get seriously ill, greatly decrease their mortality. And of course, we learned that we have to protect the vulnerable, people who are over age 70 with medical conditions. We've got to protect them. Between those two, we can reopen the economy safely. We can reopen schools safely. We can basically go, unless you're over 70 with one of these conditions, your life is going to go back pretty much to normal. And we need to do it as soon as possible.
The election comes up in November, of course. Former Senator Al Franken was asked over on MSNBC why, for Democrats, he sees that it is critically important to beat Donald Trump. Listen to this.
It was Al Franken.
If Trump wins, it's a disastrous for democracy. It's disastrous for our country. Two, they're going to do everything they can to cheat. They're going to do everything they can to suppress votes. And finally, if it's a close election, he may not leave.
So this is one of the new talking points of the left. If it's a close election, he may not leave. Do they actually believe that?
You know, I don't know if they do or not, because they're delusional on so many other things. Maybe they're delusional on this as well. That is just a ridiculous thing to say. It has no basis in fact at all. You know, it's ridiculous. What can I say? But we've heard a lot of ridiculous things come out of Al Franken's mouth. The bottom line is he's another socialist. He always was. And, you know, he's cheering for the socialists this fall. I get it.
By the way, speaking of the election system and voting, we have a report released yesterday by the Honest Elections Project. They're a voter integrity group. In that report, they have concluded that mandatory voting by mail would undermine election security and endanger Americans' right to have their votes counted. They're citing what happened in Paterson, New Jersey, where one in five votes there disqualified. And so this move, including here in Maryland, including our very own governor, is embracing this concept of mail-in voting. Congressman, this is a federal election. What can be done to stop this movement for mail-in voting?
Well, you know, we leave these things up to the states, but I will tell you that what happened in Maryland, where you didn't know the outcome of the mayoral primary in Baltimore on the Democrat side for a week because there were tens of thousands of ballots uncounted, this is where the real nonsense begins, and that's exactly what happened in Paterson. Now, I don't know why Al Franken wasn't talking about Paterson, New Jersey. Oh, maybe I do, because it's a Democrat-run city where the Democrats were doing all the cheating. You know, this should have been top-line news everywhere as a warning to America about mail-in ballots. 20% completely invalidated in Paterson, New Jersey. This is ridiculous. This should be a case study in why you shouldn't have universal voting by mail.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB, and we are the Morning Drive. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service to the Baltimore Boating Center. Key Bridge traffic looks good. No construction there on the main span, but the construction at the toll plaza continues. So watch for that. Nothing out of the ordinary at the tunnels going in. Of course, 895 single lane northbound, two lanes into the southbound tube right now on 895. And 95 looks okay. And then that area right around 95, Russell Street and 395. The lanes are open at Camden Yards. JFX, you're looking good there. Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. The Baltimore Boating Center needs inventory, so if you're ready to sell your boat, contact us today. And we're ready to buy. We'll give you top dollar for your boat. We're right there at 410-687-2000 and online at BaltimoreBoatingCenter.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says hot, humid, chance of a thunderstorm and 90 today. Right now we have 75 in Ocean City. It's also 75 in Ellicott City. And you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today we do not have a contestant. We have Congressman Harris, we have C. Witt, and we have B.L. Here on the show. All right, gentlemen, here we go. Here are your stories. Story one. An Israeli company says it's working on a COVID gummies vaccine that would be able to vaccinate school children. The vaccine has now been tested on humans this month and should be ready by late fall. Story two, U.S. Navy has issued an order that bans enlisted servicemen from attending indoor religious services. That means, despite President Trump declaring churches essential during the pandemic, the U.S. Navy will not let servicemen attend mass. And story three, the faculty of Washington and Lee University voted overwhelmingly this week to remove Robert E. Lee's name from the Virginia University. Again, the name of Washington will stay for now.
This week.
Story one, Israeli company comes up with a COVID-19 gummies vaccine. Story two, U.S. Navy banning servicemen for worshiping at mass. And story three, Washington and... question mark? All right, we'll start with Chuck Whitaker.
Give me the one again, number one.
Israeli company working now on a COVID gummies vaccine for school kids.
Yeah, three.
One for three, Bruce?
Oh, you think three is the fake story? No, I think three is real. I think the two is the fake story. I think the COVID gummies, that sounds reasonable to me somehow. But the Navy banning indoor religious services for all Navy personnel, that doesn't sound right to me. So I think number two is the fake story.
Let's talk to a veteran of the U.S. Navy, Congressman Harris.
Well, unfortunately, I would hope it wasn't true, but I'm gonna go with story number two being the fake story. I hope it's not true. I think the Israelis have made some great strides, and so I think story number one is probably true. But so I'll go with story number two.
All right, that's two for two, one for three. Story one gets no votes. The Israeli company working on the COVID gummies vaccine. That is our fake news story of the day.
Wow.
Yeah. You better start getting over a call to the DOD there. First Amendment rights are being violated.
Yeah, it might. A little clause might be in next week's NDAA bill on that.
Yeah. All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate
all right,
it.
See ya.
Choose your fake news for the day today. We just had a quote. Listen for here's another question regarding Congressman Harris on hydroxychloroquine. This is from one of our guests, the listeners. He says he loves when you're on the show. Voice of reason. This is my question relates to hydroxychloroquine. There have been many cases people started to have symptoms, were given the drug along with zinc and azithromycin, were cured, did not have to get to the point where they had to go to the hospital. The only trials that have been run were giving people the drug once they were hospitalized, which is too late. The media has waged war against this drug because the president was the first to mention it as a possible game changer. What are your thoughts on hydroxychloroquine in light of recent reports that the president was right?
Well, the jury's still out on the drug, and you know the national media, of course, wants to condemn the drug as completely worthless. But a large what's called retrospective study looked at it and found a beneficial effect. It was published last week, and the with regards to whether or not it helps you prevent getting a symptomatic case, the studies are still ongoing. They're giving it to thousands of healthcare workers. In the hope that it might be shown to actually prevent getting either a symptomatic case or a severe case, and that still hasn't been published yet. So it is not time to eliminate hydroxychloroquine yet.
All right, we have a phone call here. William in Reisterstown, you're on with Congressman Harris.
Yes, good morning. How y'all doing, Sean and Congressman?
I just wanted to
make a statement about unemployment. I'm on unemployment right now. You know, you cannot refuse employment. I'm laid off now. If my job called me back to work, you cannot refuse employment because they will terminate your unemployment. You know, I just wanted to make that fact clear, you know. I'd rather be working because it don't matter how much money you get. You know, if you don't have a job coming in, that money is not going to last, you know. And I also wanted to make a comment on the mayoral election or this mail-in election. I agree with you guys. I think that I think we should have all the polls we want open because I'm of the mindset that I will rather go and vote in person than to trust this mail-in election. I think the election in Baltimore was a farce. You know, I just don't trust the results. You know, and that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, William. Appreciate that. Yeah. Again, on the unemployment issue, you're still required to look for work, although they've relaxed some of those standards during the COVID-19 pandemic. If, however, you are offered to go back to work and you refuse, they can take your unemployment away from you. But the question is, how is that being policed?
So the issue is, and William, you know, good for you. I mean, you're right. People should want to go back to work. Realizing that you can't be on unemployment forever, but it is true that if your boss offers you your job back and you refuse, you are taken off unemployment. But the bosses, the employers I know, a lot of them are very hesitant to report that to the unemployment system because, for instance, if you're a good employee, you're an employee they want back. If they report you and you lose unemployment, you're just going to go find a job somewhere else because there are jobs around.
Sure.
So the employers are put in a bad situation of they got to be the bad guy and report you so you lose your unemployment and then they risk you never coming back to work for them. So that's the issue here. Yes, you're right. If the employer reports you, you will lose your unemployment, but employers are hesitant to do that.
All right, 7:50. 10 minutes before the hour. We got to go to a break. It's 10 before the hour, and you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Back with Bruce's question in just a moment.
Businesses are starting to bounce back. But what if you could do better than that? What if you could adapt, deliver, and succeed in new ways with new customers? At Comcast Business, we want to help you not just bounce back, but bounce forward. And now, with one of our best offers ever, we're committed to helping you do just that. Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution for only $29.95 a month for 3 months with a 2-year agreement. It'll help you stay ahead with a network you can count on, stay connected with 24/7 support, and thrive with flexible solutions that work wherever you are. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Comcast Business. Offer ends 7/5/2020. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business 100 megabits internet and one voice mobility line customers. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change.
Hi, Garner Roofing here to let you know we're open if you need us during these challenging times. Some things simply can't wait, so we're making it safe and easy to get the roof, siding, or gutter services you need for your home or business. We're offering free no-contact consultations for customers who prefer. We can measure your property using aerial measurement technology and email you exact pricing. When you're ready to move forward, you can even sign your contract and make payments online. As always, we never use high-pressure sales tactics, and our everyday pricing beats most competitors' sales prices. We understand money is tight for a lot of people right now, so we're taking an additional $1,000 off our already low pricing on whole house roof and siding projects. Combine this with no payments or interest for 12 months, and you can get that new roof, siding, or gutter system you need now, but take your time to pay for it. Call Garner Roofing at 410-753-2322 or on the web at garnerroof.com. MHIC 97098.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus was made to serve the military and working adults like you. And for more than 20 years, UMGC has been providing education online with virtual advising and no-cost digital textbooks so that affordable, quality education is within your reach. Classes start August 19th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
I have some news to share with all of you.
The latest news is minutes away at the top of the hour.
An earful of information
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning at 7:53 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
And again, pretty smooth in and around the Beltway this morning. Nothing out of the ordinary, including the southwest side, BW Parkway, 648 Camp Meade Road down to I-97. All the lanes are open if you're heading towards the Capitol Beltway. And inside the Capitol Beltway, the road construction again today, 295 South at Riverdale Road with delays moving south of the Capitol Beltway, the road construction blocking the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says hot, humid, chance of a thunderstorm, and we're expecting 90 today. It's 79 in Annapolis right now, 75 in Hunt Valley. And you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot in time for El Rushmo.
Okay, so over the July 4th weekend, American blue cities were practically war zones. Hundreds were shot. Many were killed, including young children, in San Francisco, Atlanta, and Chicago. In New York City, over 40 people were shot. 8 were killed. On Monday, the idiot Mayor de Blasio held a presser to explain it all away. He blamed the violence on the virus. With a straight face, the mayor said that people have been cooped up for months. The economy isn't firing on all cylinders. So with the July heat, they got out of the house and they just started shooting people. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea has a different view. He blamed the crime wave on the criminals released from Rikers Island. Kind of makes sense to me. Turns out Mayor de Blasio ignored police warnings and released 2,500 inmates due to coronavirus fear. 75% of them were convicted felons. Not only did this idiot mayor hurt morale by cutting over $1 billion in the police budget, the police department was forced to disband a highly successful 600-member anti-crime unit, plainclothes guys. And now, shootings in New York City up 205% over last year. When it comes to deadly viruses, it's the liberal virus, far more deadly than the coronavirus will ever be. And if you don't believe that, go ahead, spend a weekend in any blue city you pick. Just make sure you grab a gun before you go.
Rush at noon, then Sean at 3, 680 WCBM.
Just because you can write does not qualify you to be a best-selling author. Now, the same logic applies to identity theft protection. You may be good at monitoring your credit, but that doesn't make you an authority on identity theft. Data breaches, your personal information gets in the wrong hands. This becomes complicated stuff. Cyber criminals commit identity theft every day. Now, on your own, you could miss certain identity threats, like somebody taking out a payday loan in your name, for instance. Or your information stolen as part of a data breach put out there on the dark web for other cyber bad guys to use for their own selfish gain. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft, but let me tell you, LifeLock has the tools and the know-how to help you like no other. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com, promo code RUSH. That's it. LifeLock.com, promo code RUSH, 25% off.
7:57, Bruce, you had a follow-up question for Congressman Harris.
Yeah, for Mike. The former CEO of CKE Restaurants, and they're the guys who have Carl's Jr. and Hardee's and then Green Burrito and Red Burrito, big restaurant thing. The guy's name was Andy Pudster, and he was on Fox Business yesterday, Congressman, with David Asman. And he was asked about whether or not one of the two political parties has an interest in how healthy the economy is.
All of the economic news from May and from June has been spectacular. The news has been wonderful. The news we have so far for July has been very positive. President Trump is doing a great job of getting the economy reopened. I think the big problem is that there are governors in these blue states, there are mayors in these blue cities that don't want the economy to open. They want people unemployed. They want people at home.
Is he right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the only way you can explain what's going on. Either they are on a power-hungry drive, to be able to run your life entirely, which of course is what liberals always wanted in the first place. I don't think they want the economy to be good. I think as long as somebody else is paying the bill, and that's what's so hilarious about this, is these governors who are keeping things shut down or not interested in reopening quickly will always turn to Washington and say, well, can you please bail us out? We have to resist that. That's why we have to be very careful in this next stimulus bill that we are not bailing out bad decisions by these liberal governors.
I'm Mark with Congressman Andy Harris. He's with us for another 30 minutes here on the program. Stay tuned.
Hey, would you like to retire financially confident, knowing you have a plan in place guaranteed to work even if we suffer through another financial crisis like we had back in 2008? How about getting the most of the market gains with none of the losses, or getting better interest rates than you're getting on your CDs guaranteed? Would you like tax-free income in retirement? Would you like to be sure you're getting your maximum Social Security benefits? How about long-term care without buying long-term care insurance? You can do all this. Just call my guy, Rod Barowie, and the Safe Retirement Solutions team for answers. Just call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, and schedule your visit. You can do it online, by the way, saferetirementsolutions.com, and then either visit with Rod in Annapolis or Towson, or do it virtually. If you want the truth about investing in retirement, you've got to reach out to saferetirementsolutions.com.
Stay connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.
More than 10,000 new cases in California. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Only a few other states have hit that daily mark, as the total number of coronavirus cases is around 3 million now in the U.S., Texas the other day, New York back in April, and Florida several days ago. Fox's Evan Brown's live in Broward County.
Yeah, Dave, hospitals around Florida are filling up, with some either at capacity or with their ICUs at capacity. But Governor Ron DeSantis says the majority of patients are not elderly from the nursing homes.
We're seeing a smaller number of residents of long-term care facilities admitted.
And they've even opened special facilities to where they can keep medically stable COVID patients, including one in a closed-down hospital in Miami, which continues to see the most cases, forcing another shutdown of certain businesses. But gyms can remain open, though people need to work out with masks on, Dave.
Evan, President Trump wants kids back in class this fall.
We're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools.
Now, most states are working out some sort of plan for school reopenings. The U.S. is pulling out of the World Health Organization. Vice President Pence told Fox it let us down.
By not informing the United States and the wider world of this pandemic as it began in China.
Joe Biden says if he's elected president, he'll undo the move. Biden won two more primaries on his way to the Democratic nomination, Delaware and New Jersey. But there's another 2020 contender, Kanye West, who claims he's serious.
Forbes says it conducted four rambling hours of interviews with Kanye West Tuesday, with the billionaire rapper saying he's lost faith in President Trump and he's ready to make a run for the White House himself under a banner he calls the birthday party. He says that's because when we win, it's everybody's birthday.
Fox's Jill Nato. Kanye West has missed deadlines to be on the November ballot in some states. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And a heads up now, if you're traveling south of Frederick and you're going down towards the Virginia line, Route 15 is closed temporarily. Apparently a tree fell down, took down some wires. So right at the Potomac River on Route 15, that roadway is blocked temporarily, both north and southbound, and not an easy way to get around it. So we'll definitely keep you posted on that. The road construction going into Prince George's County, another factor again today, 295 South at Riverdale Road, the construction blocking the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Warm and muggy. That is our weather for the rest of this week. A few showers and storms this afternoon, 90 the high. Only a slight chance of a thunder shower tomorrow, 90 tomorrow. Scattered showers and storms, though, on Friday, and temperatures 86. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 74 degrees, Middle River 79. Downtown Baltimore, 78 degrees on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Here are some of the stories we're talking about this morning. Maryland casinos are reporting a big drop in revenue. The state's six casinos have only brought in $35 million in June compared to the $143 million at the same time last year. Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency Director Gordon Badenicha estimates the yearly loss will be significant.
Will probably be something like $190 million less than we were last year, where we did about $1.3 billion in total aid to the state of Maryland.
He says the state can look forward to additional revenue if Maryland voters approve sports betting in the November election. City Councilman Ryan Dorsey doesn't want any new gas stations in Baltimore. He's introduced that measure and others that would take on fossil fuel policy on a local level. Another bill Dorsey has proposed would increase the annual licensing fees for parking garages and parking lots. Winning lottery ticket worth more than $500,000 sold in Dundalk. Maryland Lottery says somebody bought the multi-match ticket at the Merritt Boulevard Shell Station ahead of Monday's drawing. The winning numbers were 7, 12, 16, 21, 38, and 43. Winner is yet to come forward, but when they claim their prize, they'll have the option of a $540,000 annuity or pre-tax cash payout of $290,000. Sports in your lottery numbers next.
Hey, WCBM listeners. As you know, at Peak Custom Remodeling, we had planned and prepared for our biggest spring ever, but all the home shows and events were canceled for the rest of the year. Thanks to you, we've been able to sell most of our excess inventory, but we aren't quite done yet. This means for a limited time, we can continue offering 40% off all roofing and siding projects. Not only that, we're also taking 40% off all window and door replacement projects. That's 40% off siding and roofing projects and 40% off windows and doors. And the best news of all, we're still offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2022. Call 410-505-0277 or go to peakcustomremodeling.com today for 40% off roofing, siding, windows, and doors with no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2022. That's 410-505-0277 or go to peakcustomremodeling.com.
In sports, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson canceling his Fun Day with LJ event in Florida this weekend. Crowd limits in his hometown of Pompano Beach led him to cancel the event. Orioles do not plan on releasing COVID-19 test results for any of their players. General Manager Michael Elias says it's a private matter, private medical matter that should not be disclosed publicly. And some WNBA players are unhappy with the living conditions at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, where their season will be held. Rat traps, insects, and broken beds are just some of the complaints coming from the players so far. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 713. Your pick 4, 3867. And now you are up to date on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The WCBM studios are sponsored by A Safe Retirement Solution. Call Rod Barrowy today for that solution. 410-266-1120.
It's hard to believe, but flicking a switch or turning the dial are a thing of the past.
Hey, Alexa, play WCBM.
Okay, you got it.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number 3 on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Once again, for the next 30 minutes, actually 22 minutes now, Congressman Andy Harris is on our newsmaker phone. Ready? If you have a comment or a question for the congressman, call in right now, 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Congressman, one of your colleagues in the House, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, recently held a press conference in Minnesota in which, well, she, we talk about tearing down statues and monuments. I think she may want to go a little bit further here.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. So we cannot stop at criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
Dismantling the whole system of oppression. Some are calling revolution. Some are calling for violent overthrow. Your colleague is calling for dismantling the entire system. Is this seditious behavior?
Well, you know, I don't expect anything less from a Marxist. You know, the fact of the matter is she's beyond socialist. She's literally a Marxist communist. And I'm not surprised. And that is a call to arms. You know, her words are a call to arms. When you talk about dismantling an entire political system, you're calling for a revolution. But I'm not surprised. She is one of the most radical members of Congress that we've ever had.
Well, it's bizarre if you think about it. She came here from a refugee center to this land of immense opportunity. She has become a sitting member of Congress, and still you have this attitude toward the government and the structure of the economy of this country from somebody who is here only through the grace of God, Andy.
Yeah, you have to wonder whether she's really angry at her parents for having, you know, fled Somalia and come to the United States of America. I mean, you know, she should be very upset at her parents for doing that to her. You know, I mean, because it's so much better where she came from.
Now we are clearly. Some reports that a lot of her campaign money is being funneled to her husband now anyway. So hopefully somebody will investigate that over at the DOJ. We have Michelle who wants to know, why are so few Republicans so vocal about what's going on?
Well, look, this is the problem. You know, we talk about the Republicans in Congress being a conservative group, but it really, you know, it's really the House Freedom Caucus is willing to say, you know, and there are only a few dozen of us who are willing to say, to stand up and say, we really don't care what the blowback is. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, this being a country of freedom and liberty, and we're going to be outspoken when someone, you know, attacks the country or attacks our freedoms and liberties. But, you know, there are just too many. I think there are too many Republicans who are just not willing to stand up for what's right. They want to be liked by the media or something. But, you know, I gave that up a long time ago. You know, I mean, you know, I take it as a badge of honor when the Baltimore Sun, you know, talks about me or Michael Lesker, you know, talks about me on the you know, on the op-ed pages. The bottom line is we can't be afraid of the media pushback. We have to do what's right.
And the other question I have for you is that we're now getting we're less than 5 months away from the election. We have an ongoing investigation by John Durham, U.S. attorney, and the DOJ into the investigating the investigators, Mueller and all those that sought to take out the president in a soft coup. When do you expect the results to be made public of this investigation? Because now don't you risk, if you do it as an October surprise, that's going to be anything, you know, like it was July, what, 5th of 2016 when Comey came out and said no reasonable prosecutor, but pretty much it was damning of Hillary Clinton. He was accused of politics then. So isn't anything Durham or the DOJ going to do now, isn't the media and the left going to pounce on this as strictly political?
Well, of course, but they would pounce on it being political a year ago, too. I mean, the bottom line is you know, when Eric Holder famously says, you know, he's got the president's back, that, of course, is there's nothing wrong with that. But now they're calling for attorney general. And we believe in the Freedom Caucus, we believe that there will be a motion among the Democrats to impeach Attorney General Barr between now and the election. Of course, now that won't be considered political by them, but of course
not at all.
You know, the clock is running out. Here's the problem. You know, we've got, and I think Attorney General Barr will tell Mr. Durham that he has to wrap this up soon, because then you worry about, you know, God forbid, you know, Joe Biden wins, his Justice Department sweeps this all under the rug, no matter what they find. So they have to make the investigation known. They have to bring the indictments, and they have to start the prosecutions.
All right, we'll see what happens.
8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new issue in the right tube in the right lane, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just getting an update here, watching the traffic pattern. It's definitely slow. The two lanes in the left tube are open, but traffic is kind of zigzagging a little bit going into the right tube. Right now, it looks like the way they're singling up, the left-hand lane is open in the right tube, so the right lane is closed. We're not sure if it's a broken-down vehicle or an accident. We'll get some more information, but we're getting a backup now coming through the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, south on I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says hot, humid, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high today of 90. It's 75 in Crofton. It is 75 in Parkville. And here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, up next, we'll see who emerges from the Democrat clown car.
Put yourself on the fast track to your degree with University of Maryland Global Campus, a university made for working adults like you. You can transfer up to 90 credits from community college coursework, professional and volunteer experience, or military experience and training, so you can save time and money on the way to your bachelor's degree. Learn about rolling admissions and more ways to save at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Over the past few months, you've experienced what happens when everything changes quickly. People aren't prepared, supplies run out, and the safety nets you've come to expect suddenly aren't there. What about you? Are you prepared to protect everything you love? Free State Gun Range has the area's best firearm selection, and their training classes ensure you are armed with the knowledge and skill you need to protect what matters most. Visit freestategunrange.com and take responsibility for your own safety, awareness, and security. That's freestategunrange.com. Good morning once again. It's 8:15 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and time for us to head to the big top. Please focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters, makes a series of left turns as it comes to the ring, comes to a full stop, and we have a full cast of clowns coming out and from a couple of different cities, as a matter of fact. Let's say, as an example, that you were in New York and you wanted to go to church, and you take your kids to church. You might face this from some of the Democrats assembled.
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
Yes, indeed, the Black Lives Matter folks, the far left, invaded Grace Baptist Church and tore New York. Their protest, their peaceful protest, amounted to harassing people coming into church, telling one mother, for example, "This is no house of God. Why are you bringing a baby into church? And I'm calling Child Protective Services on you." So we go from the state of New York to just south of us in Washington, D.C., where if you're driving down the wrong road, you might have heard this.
Why did you do that? Yelling.
Yelling.
What are you
Yes, Eddie Vaughn, Black Lives Matter folks, blocked off a street near D.C.'s BLM Plaza, and they forced locals to turn around. Some of the locals, by the way, did not take very kindly to that, no matter what the political party is. If you're supposed to go home and you find your way blocked by protesters, you tend to get just a little peeved. This, folks, is what you have in store for you should the progressives win this November. Now, will all of you please get back in the clown car and please never return, ever. Now, get out of here.
Apparently, the BLM protesters lost the directions to the Planned Parenthood clinic and instead went to the church by accident. That's what I'm guessing here.
Just amazing.
It's 8:18, and Congressman, a question. Recently, we found out Chief Justice Roberts was hospitalized for a head injury after a fall last month. The question is, would this explain the fogginess with his with constitutional issues?
Well, let me go back to that story from New York about those protesters outside a church. Let me tell you something. If that had been an abortion clinic, the police would have rounded them up and put them in jail.
Yep.
Because you have this right to go into an abortion, constitutional right, but somehow people forgot the First Amendment gives you the constitutional right to practice your religion without interference. They should have been rounded up and arrested just like an abortion clinic protester would have been. Look, with regards to John Roberts, the bottom line is I think a lot of observers now come to the conclusion that he just wants to avoid controversy. You know, you just talked about all those Republicans and how come, you know, they don't speak out because they want to avoid controversy. They want to be liked by someone, I guess. And the fact of the matter is that and if you read Neil Gorsuch's opinion in the Louisiana case, that's exactly what it appears to what he basically says, that politics now enter into Supreme Court decisions. But
it's one-sided. He's only worried about controversy if he would rule against the left or rule in favor of the Constitution of the textualists. It never happens the other way. So is it really is there a political, you know, concern here when it's always one-sided?
Well, they analyzed the number of 5-4 decisions, and there are more 5-4 decisions where he has sided with the conservatives, but usually they're not the high-profile cases. So apparently in the high profile cases, he's just, I believe he's just worried about, you know, offending some people or the reputation of the court or whatever. But I think he actually damages the reputation of the court by doing this, because now the court is viewed just like Congress, just like the presidency is viewed as a hyper partisan political body.
All right, very good. Coming up at 8:20, 20 minutes. We still have about 10 minutes left with Congressman Harris. We'll get your calls and comments in next. Before we do that, joining us now on our newsmaker phone is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate. Good morning, Andrew.
John, Bruce, how are you?
We're doing fine, and we are 1 week away from tax day, this time in July. What are you finding this year as we approach the dreaded deadline?
Well, one of the most amazing things is how many clients are calling me up saying, you know, hey, I sent my tax return in back in February or March, and I still haven't got my refund. Can you tell me what do you think I ought to do? And I go online and I put in, where's my refund? And it comes back and says, no status. And the operative words that they said there is, I sent my tax return in. And if you sent paper into the government, there has been nobody in the IRS buildings processing tax returns since mid-March, let's call it. Just think about that stack that is built up there, Sean.
Yep. You're right. And I've had people tell me they would send a return receipt requested and didn't get anything back.
Right. Well, they're not going to because there's nobody there. I have called numerous times to seek help for a client situation, and you get this phone message, you know, that you hear, there's nobody here, you can go online, but, you know, until this is over, you're not going to get anybody in person. So there's nobody there. And you know what the amazing thing is that the IRS agents and so forth that normally would man these offices, normally would do all this work, are being paid during this whole entire time. And they're not working from home at all because they don't allow computer operation from home computers, period.
No, apparently they've never heard of Zoom. It's still it's a new technology for those.
You can't. They won't allow you to do it. They feel it's a security risk.
No.
They do not allow the agents to work from home, but they're still being paid for all of this. And so if you send paper in, it's sitting there, and you can't refile electronic now. They will not allow it. They say if you refile e-file, and we go in and we get your original paper return, there's going to be trouble.
So, that's refreshing news, to say the least. What about those who are looking for their stimulus checks still?
Well, you're not going to get it now, but you will get it when you file your 2020 tax return. So if you did not get a stimulus check and you feel you should have gotten a stimulus check, when you file your 2020 tax return, you will get it. So if you don't normally file a tax return, but you should have gotten the stimulus check and you didn't get one, you should file it in 2020 and they'll give you your $1,200.
All right. Coming up on the show tonight, Money, Riches, and Wealth, what do you got for us?
Well, an open show. We're just doing open shows. There's lots of questions people keep calling and asking, like the one we just talked about. So we're just going to be there to help.
All right. Very good. That's tonight at 6 right here on CBM. Andrew, thanks so much. Appreciate it. That's the Financial Constant, 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-7283.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We mentioned earlier this morning that we had that construction southbound 295 at Riverdale Road. That's still there and is a problem for the traffic going inside the Capitol Beltway. Whatever the problem was in the right tube south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel has corrected itself, and the right tube is now open with both the lanes. All four lanes are now open southbound. The backup right after the toll plaza has cleared. And again, a reminder, if you're traveling south of Frederick this morning at the state line, we had a tree down on some wires and we're waiting for an update, but earlier Route 15 was closed both north and southbound. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. And summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so get your summer driving checkup today at Bernie's Automotive. We'll check your tires, battery, belts, and more. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Their Facebook page has all of their weekly specials. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says hot and humid. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 90 the expected high. And right now we have a 79 in Middle River. It is 75 in Ellicott City. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Congressman Andy Harris has got about 4 or 5 minutes left. Let's get some calls here. Bob in Middle River, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Andy.
Morning.
Question, Bud. Why would you expect, or why would anyone expect, teachers to go back to work when the teachers' unions nationally are part of the designed insurrection? They've been given the perfect excuse to keep dumbing down students and get paid. Just one more reason the virus was, in my opinion, contrived and released.
Look, I agree. Look, teachers' unions are a problem. And look, teachers are great. But the idea of unionizing means that you can't get rid of bad teachers, and we know that's true. We know the stories out of New York that have a whole building downtown where they put teachers that are bad, they can't fire. Doing no service to the children or to the teachers themselves. And you're absolutely right. You know that they have stood by and watched the dumbing down of America.
All right, Jeff is in Baltimore. Jeff, you're on with Congressman Harris.
Yes. Good morning. Mr. Harris, I'm just wondering, what are any politicians, including yourself, doing on any level, city, county, state, or federal, to prepare for what's going to happen, just in my opinion, and I think it will happen, before the November presidential election? I'm talking September, October, and even after the election. Because to me, Mr. Trump, who I support, if he wins, seems to me it's going to be a lot of riots, protest, even worse than what's going on now. Biden wins, we're not going to accept socialism. So the people in the streets remind me of the Joker movie right now. They're doing whatever and getting away with it. Is anything, anybody getting prepared for this mess?
Sure. Well, first of all, if you notice, nobody is fooling around with federal monuments anymore. I mean, the president put his foot down. He said, look, our marshals, Federal police are going to make sure that nothing happens to a federal monument. You know, it's not accidental that the monument they pulled down in Baltimore was not a federal monument. So the president is doing what he needs to do. And the governor, I hope, will protect, monuments throughout the state. I know we heard, Nino Mangio is going to introduce a bill to enhance penalties for monuments. That's what we need to do. But you're right. I'm very worried about this. But, if these protests and violence continues up until the election, I think President Trump will win and will win big, because I think Americans will reject that kind of society. And they see the Ilhan Omars and the AOCs of the Democrat Party and the Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumers of the Democrat Party being totally complicit in this violence.
All right, last call question for the day. Richard, Queen Anne's County, you're on with Congressman Harris.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Harris?
Good.
My daughter yesterday called me in a frantic mode because her former employer from 2 summers ago got a request for unemployment insurance, supposedly from her. She called her current employer, which is Queen Anne's County Board of Education, and apparently someone filed for unemployment for her from that job back in March. We've called the unemployment office. Of course, you can't get a hold of anybody. And, obviously this is very concerning for her because, she's worried about how it's going to affect her. And we just don't know where to go from here to find out how this can be tracked down and something be done about it.
Sure. No, and that you should be concerned because it's a form of identity theft. There's no question about it. But the bottom line is that it all has to be done through the state unemployment, because the state is in charge of unemployment insurance, even though there's a big federal component of it and a federal contribution to it. The states run it. We know the Department of Labor in the state has had a huge problem, huge backlogs. But eventually she's going to have to, and I think she will sort that out, get that sorted out eventually. But it's going to take a while because they are just swamped.
So really there's nothing to be done other than calling them. We left a message, but, there's no investigation department or anything like that would be looking into this?
Oh, there is. I mean, they will investigate it at some point, but there is probably so much fraud going on. Anytime the federal government or the state government, opens up the coffers and with literally trillions of dollars in this case, there are people who are bad people who will take advantage of it, and I think that's what's happened in your daughter's case.
All right, Richard, thanks again luck with that, and call us back and let us know in about a week or so. We're out of time, unfortunately. Congressman Harris, thanks again, as always, 90 Minutes.